The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken...
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report. Bob Chapman is my guest today on this 17th day of December, 2011. By the way, just for giggles, I thought I'd slip the latest Ron Paul political ad, and he is absolutely hammering Mr. Potato Head, Newt Gingrich.
Newt Gingrich was a career politician selling access here in Washington, D.C.
The year that he ran for Congress in 1978, he made a grand total of $10,000. By the time he became the Speaker, he made $675,000. By the time he left Congress, he's brought his net worth up to about $7.5 million.
84 ethics complaints while he was Speaker, driven out of the speakership in disgrace.
Having to pay $300,000 for lying, for complete fraud.
And I have lots of things to do. Maybe earn a little bit of money.
Newt Gingrich is also the latest example of how the corrupt revolving door drives Washington.
Made $100 million playing the revolving door game.
A big part of that is just lobbying money. Congress is really bought and sold. They're bought and sold legally.
If you've been Speaker of the House, you're always an insider.
Gingrich received up to $1.8 million from Freddie Mac just before it collapsed. His think tank's got $37 million from the healthcare industry.
Newt Gingrich renewed his support for an individual mandate, a key tenet of President Obama's healthcare law.
Newt Gingrich has been on both sides of a long list of issues.
He went the other way when he got paid to go the other way.
Do you think voters are going to, like, warm up to you because you're boasting about getting $60,000 a speech?
I was charging $60,000 a speech. Normally celebrities leave and they gradually sell fewer speeches every year. We were selling more.
He is the absolute symbol of that corrupt system.
Newt Gingrich. This guy hasn't got skeletons in his closets. He's got a whole graveyard in there.
It's about serial hypocrisy.
Yes, it is. Now, who's left in the field here? Well, Mr.
Sam Harmon.
We got Santorum. We got Gingrich. We got Bachman. We got Mitt Romney. We got Ricky Perry. Holy mackerel. Ricky can't stop shooting himself in the foot. Michelle Bachman, she's just a wide-eyed wannabe. Nothing in that hair. Well, she's got more brains than Airhead Palin did. But, hey, you know, thank God the Republican Party reached out and tried to turn this into a comic book episode using Sarah Palin than anything serious. Bob, as I've told people, if you had any doubts about Ron Paul, you know where the country's going. You saw your super committee throw its hands up in the air. We can't cut anything. We're drowning in $116 trillion of commitments by the federal government. Hello, I've told people if you were going to vote for anybody else, just roll the dice and vote for Ron Paul and see what happens. I'm hoping that the people, the heretofore people, Bob, that consider themselves to be conservative Republicans, and yes, I'm going to vote for whoever the Republican National Convention, whatever piece of human detritus they throw in front of us and label it as a good conservative, that they will just rebel and say, what the hell? I've lost all faith, so I'm going to vote for Ron Paul. Those are for the supposed Republicans that would already stated that they would go for Rick Perry. These are the people that voted for George Bush. You know, I mean, come on, folks. Come on. I mean, it's serious time. Your country is going down in flames. And Gingrich, CFR guy that he is, one of the architects, one of the global elite that wants global order of things, that's who this pudgy-faced son of a Mr. Potato Head wants to be president of the United States. Because he said it. You got to be a true insider to be Speaker of the House. Well, no, this guy is a global insider. We'll take the break. Roll your calls right after this.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Joseph in Arizona. Hello, Joseph.
Hey, John. How you doing?
Hi.
Mr. Stadtmiller, sorry.
No, that's fine. You can call me John. Just don't call me late for dinner.
And Mr. Bob Chapman, how you doing?
Fine, thank you.
My concern is... And you know, Ron Paul is exactly, you know, what we want to hear. Everything he talks about is exactly what we want to hear. My concern is that it's a reverse psychology. I mean, we all know that, you know, presidents get into that position by, you know, the royal, you know, bloodline. I mean, everybody seems, you know, to get in that position unless they're picked. My concern is that if he gets in there, if he's not picked, if he's not one of them, then they're going to off him, you know, like Kennedy.
Good. Then we can start a righteous revolution, and nobody will go, "Hey, look, you know."
And he's very well aware of that too. Believe me.
Yeah.
Right. Well,
and he's disgusted with people who I know.
Yeah. Right.
And in spite of that possibility, he's willing to put his life up front
right.
to save his country.
Even if he's
the wrong person, and we don't know that, you don't have any other choice.
I agree. I agree.
It's just like investment. You know, you buy gold and silver. Why? Because there's no alternative.
I agree 100%. I mean, give me a break. I mean, Gingrich, you know, come on.
Yeah.
Romney, I mean, I, I was LDS in the church, and I bailed out of the church because the higher ups might as well go work for a defensive coordinator in Penn State.
Well, and let me tell you something. there wasn't a dime's worth of difference between the Mormons and the Masons.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, you know, we all know that that Joseph Smith, you know, I have a picture of him wearing a Masonic pin while he's, you know, I mean.
Somebody is desperately, by the way, glad you rattled my memory cage here. Somebody desperately is trying to get me to do an interview off of a recently produced documentary on the life and times of Joseph Smith and why he was killed because he ran for the presidency.
He was killed in a bar fight.
You know, and this is fascinating to me because we've seen the commercials for what, the last 6 weeks, 8 weeks?
Yeah, I'm a Mormon.
And I'm like, I love talking to LDS, ex-LDS church members because they come away with, geez, this is not a good organization.
No, I mean, the people, and it's like any organization, the people, the lower people are good.
Yeah.
They have no idea what they're belonging to.
Yeah.
And, I mean, if you go look at the Mormon temple, there's so much, you know, Masonic and satanic symbolism.
It's like you're walking through the gates of hell, walking in the front door of the Mormon tabernacle.
They have the pentagram. They have the goat's head, you know, on the windows. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
At any rate, that's not why you called.
No, it's not why I called. My concern is, you know, Ron Paul gets in there, and if he's picked, you know, then he's one of them. If he's not, they're gonna off him. The problem is these guys, you know, as one of your people that on your show that does a show that's been doing for a long time, initials AW. I don't want to put his name out there. But, you know, they plan 100 years ahead of time.
Sure.
They have think tanks and, you know, reverse psychologies. This would be the biggest mind screw that Ron Paul is the guy. But, you know, if he, and I believe he's a good guy. I like his son. I think his son's pretty
he's more
eloquent in speaking.
He's not his father. That's for sure.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
But, my problem that I'm worried about is, you know, if he gets in there, I just don't think we're at the point where this guy is going to be let in and be able to go in there. And if he gets in there, they're not going to work with him.
Well, and he's
and
not.
He'll executive order everything.
Look, Joseph, he's not going to do any executive orders. He's not going.
That's against his religion, or not religion, but constitutional.
Yeah, exactly. And the difference, you mentioned past presidents. Look, the only reason that his opposition can't come at him, and including the media, on his record in Congress is because he voted constitutionally every single time.
Absolutely.
So here he is going for the highest political office, and they can't even whack the slats out from under him about his political career that's lasted how many years now? It's,
right.
You know, 20 plus.
Our fair and balanced, Fox News, you know, puts out 45 Romney now, 38 Gingrich and 10 Ron Paul, which is, they just switch it.
Yeah.
You know, it's 45 Ron Paul, 38,
exactly.
You know, Romney and 38 Gingrich.
And their propagandizing of Ron Paul can't win is starting to blow up in their face. What are they going to do next?
I mean, he tore them up, you know, last week. I love when he threw it in all their face. Well, thank you, Santorum. Thank you, Paul.
Yeah.
Not Paul, but Perry. Thank you, Romney.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. Thank you for finally doing what I'm here to do, and that's to really focus on issues. And the big issue with you clowns is you wouldn't know the Constitution from a roll of toilet paper.
And that's the problem. I mean, I was at work, and I was one of the girls came up to me, and she goes, hey, Caesar wants you to do this. I go, Julius? And she goes, she didn't even know who Julius Caesar was. I mean, that's our kids today.
Great. Yeah, but that doesn't stop them from texting and Twittering or sexting.
I got a 16-year-old, and I'm trying to correct that right now.
Oh, boy. Well, good luck to you, Joseph, and thank you for your call.
All right, thank you.
All right. I understand we have in queue. No, we don't. He's going to call back. Okay, good, because I've got calls here. I want to go to Rick in New Orleans. This is your second time around, Rick. I better snag you while you're here.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing today, gentlemen?
Good.
I wanted to thank Bob. I was the guy who called last week, if you remember, at the final moment. And I really appreciate Bob's answer about, you know, regarding the trust and so forth that I mentioned. And it's really a mess. And
Okay, well, recap, because some people may not have been here, or maybe their memory isn't as long.
Oh, yeah, believe me, I'm one of them, too. Yeah, I'll be glad to. That was one of the reasons I called, too. Well, basically, let me sum it up for you as quickly as possible, because it is a long story. What happened is, okay, first of all, we're from Metairie, Louisiana, and what happened is we left, you know, the house to, you know, evacuate for Katrina, and, you know, the house was ruined, and it was, you know, basically, you know, my sister lives in Detroit, so she offered my mother and I come up and stay there with my wife, but we instead went to Texas and stayed with a friend. So, you know, by the time we got back and saw the house and everything, my sister came in and saw it, you know, about okay. 2 months later.
A recap, not the entire story, Rick.
Okay, well, okay, let me just cut to the chase.
Okay.
Basically, my mother passed away 3 months after Katrina. We split everything down the middle, although it wasn't, would lean more toward my sister, okay? Because I screwed up so much as a youngster, you know, as a teenager and whatnot, mm-hmm. You know, they put me in a, what was called a trust, some kind of a trust where I can't access my money directly. I have to go to the trustee, who is my cousin.
Right.
And
right.
He's a lawyer. And I'm half Jewish. And, you know, the lawyer, you know, let's just, you get the picture, I guess. Do I need to elaborate
a little
bit? You
want the bottom line?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I remember your email. So the bottom line is this. Your cousin, the attorney, is dancing you around for 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want to give up control of the trust.
Yeah, he promised.
And the thing for you, to do, excuse me, what did you want to say?
No, go ahead, Bob. You got a handle on it.
The thing for you to do is get an attorney and find out what he's been doing inside of the trust. Has he been taking more money for servicing the trust than he should have? Has he been making investments that were favorable to him or your sister? And if I remember correctly, your sister is always calling you for money. And
right.
You don't have money to give her. But the point is, I suspicion in my criminal understanding mind that your sister and the cousin, the attorney, may be up to something that is not good. So what you should do is get an attorney who specializes in that kind of a trust in the jurisdiction in which the trust was written, and we'll say it is in the area of New Orleans. You get an attorney there, you tell him what you suspect is going on, and you want him to go find out what's going on.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. I just wanted to mention that, you know, he did make that promise that, you know, right after my mother's funeral, we went to, over to his house, and he said, you've been doing so well, you know, we have this trust that, you know, we'll dissolve it, you know, in a couple of years, basically. There was no timeline set, but it's been 6 years. I've had no accounting of anything, so...
And he's been avoiding
you.
And so he may have been committing criminal activity as well. And another thing you mentioned was that, well, if I don't do it, I'm going to recommend that a bank does it. The people in the banks are all crooks, and he gets a kickback.
Right.
Legally.
Wow.
So your attorney's going to tell you all this. So you got to go get the attorney and pursue him to the very end. And you'll find out that he may have been making loans to your sister. He's probably overcharging. He's probably looting the thing. I mean, this goes on all the time.
Okay. Wow.
How much money is in this trust, if you don't mind my asking?
Close to, let's just say shy of, you know, half a mil.
Send out the dogs. That's a big enough pile of money to have attorneys in there.
Yeah, these days.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I want to convert.
Yeah.
You know, I know what's going on and have been for years. And
okay.
I've just been busy.
All right. Well, Rick, good
Get
luck to you.
Get unbusy and attack.
There you go. Send out the dogs.
Yeah.
Take the break. We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Are you concerned about the quality of your drinking water? If yes, we want to introduce you to the new ProPure stainless steel water purification system. ProPure systems available in two sizes are economical, convenient, easy to use, and provide reliable water purification just about anywhere. ProPure systems come with the latest water filter technology. The ProBlack D-domed water filter elements are the result of years of research, design, and development, and are good up to 3,000 gallons each before replacement. Easy to clean, trouble-free. The ProBlack D water filter elements may be the best yet. Concerned about fluoride in your water? ProPure offers add-on fluoride filters. ProPure water purification systems. Easy to assemble and are backed with free technical support and a 2-year warranty. Visit us at www.propureusa.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-U-S-A.com. And check out our holiday special. Or call 1-800-544-3533 for a dealer near you. 1-800-544-3533.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Bob, this Chris Pyle guy that from the JournalEnquirer.com, North Central Connecticut's hometown newspaper, this guy had it more right than anybody I've seen on the web coming at this from a constitutional angle, again, talking about Senate 1867. Isn't it strange the year that they gave that, the designation to that? What did we have in 1867 going into 1868? Oh, that's right, the Reconstruction Act. Americans seem ready to forfeit their most basic civil liberty, actually all their civil liberties, without a whimper. By a vote of 93-7, the Senate this month approved a military appropriations bill empowering the government to designate any U.S. citizen within the country as a terrorist and have the military hold him indefinitely without trial and without the right to habeas corpus, the right to be brought before a court for a judgment on the legality of one's imprisonment. In effect, the legislation is a direct declaration of martial law throughout the country. The bill still has to be reconciled by conference committee with a different version passed by the House of Representatives, but even Connecticut U.S. Representative Joseph D. Courtney, a liberal Democrat and a member of the committee, plans to support the martial law provision and expects it to be enacted. Courtney, who used to be a lawyer, cites as consolation the money contained in the bill for Connecticut military contractors. Tens of millions of dollars for jet fighter engines manufactured by Pratt & Whitney Division, United Technologies Corp., East Hanford, and for nuclear submarines made by the Electric Boat Division of General Dynamics in Groton. At least Connecticut's junior senator, Richard Blumenthal, was one of the 38 senators who voted to try to remove the martial law provision from the bill. The Constitution, he goes on to say, I'm not going to read the entire piece, but the salient points, the Constitution prohibits suspension of the right of habeas corpus unless, when in cases of rebellion or invasion, the public safety may require it. While habeas corpus was suspended in certain circumstances during the Civil War, there is no rebellion or invasion now and no impairment of the criminal justice system itself. And the mere danger of terrorism does not constitute rebellion or invasion, unless it's the invasion of the money snatchers, or in this case, the body snatchers. And that is literally what they're contemplating, coming and snatching you without due process, without even giving a reason as to why you were snatched, why you were detained, why you're never heard from again. This guy's got it, and he wrote an entire article on it. Thank you, Mr. Powell, for becoming an American, and because you have the ability to influence other people, putting your opinion out there correctly on paper. Kudos to you, Mr. Powell. Let's go back to the phones. Fred in New York. Hello, Fred. Is Connecticut isn't Connecticut close enough to New York? Do you have anybody up there writing anything that we could understand and read?
That'd be pretty hard there, John.
Okay.
Well, you know, I've got a public education.
No, that answers that question.
Yeah, it's sad to say. But my question is for Bob Chapman. Bob, the Constitution, Section 8, Paragraph 5, says Congress, one of the authorities of Congress is to coin money, regulate the value of, and of foreign coins. Now, to me, that sounds like instead of having China manipulate their money and it's on an open market, Congress should be setting the value of all foreign money so we wouldn't have manipulation of our currency like we're having today. Now, as
we've
Congress,
had since the Second World War.
Really? So Congress does
they
not,
all do it. They all adjust their currencies by creating the local currency. We'll call it the yuan in this case, and they then take that and buy dollars. And when they do that, two things happen. Number one, the value of their currency goes down, and number two, they take the money, the dollars, and they usually buy treasuries with it. So that's why the power behind government in America has never brought at issue the fact that all foreign currencies are manipulated lower so that they will be more competitive than American companies and more competitive than their competitors. And this war has been going on all the time, and that's why it's been avoided, look the other way, so to speak. And they continue to do that. And that would have to be, as far as legislation is concerned, part of a tariffed act that we would impose on all goods and services coming into the United States, and there would be a tariff focus either individually or overall of all goods coming in, and that money would, those fees would go to the U.S. Treasury. And at the same time, they would have to approve the pricing of the items that came or services that came into the country as to whether they were part of a manipulated currency. In other words, what should the Chinese yuan be selling for? Well, right now, probably 30 to 35% higher than what it is. So they would tack that on to the Chinese goods. So let's say it cost 50 cents to produce a broom in China and a dollar in the United States. So what they would do automatically, take the tariff for 50 cents, bring it up to a dollar, and then they tack off the Mickey Mouse stuff that they're doing with the currency, which is an additional 35%.
All right. Fred, anything else?
Thank you so much.
You're
I
welcome.
Appreciate it.
Thanks. We got a break. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-5896. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-635-5896. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv plus two free extras. Go to getproactiv.com or call 1-800-635-5896. That's 1-800-635-5896.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Let's continue with a few more callers here, waiting for Ben to come up with us. Art, you must get around. I've got on my screen Art from the Midwest.
Hey, John, how you doing?
Hi.
I'm on the land now, for sure, for real. Anyway, had come in town, do some things, been here all over the weekend here at my buddy's house and having a grand time listening to you and everybody else. But that one caller a little while ago was talking about, you know, what would happen if Ron Paul actually got elected.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of got us thinking a little bit. And also I want to throw something else out there at you. First of all, I'm kind of curious who Ron Paul would pick as his running mate. I would say a Ron Paul Cynthia McKinney ticket would just be the thing that we need right about now. Here would be my concern. If they did, let's say for just the sake of argument, Ron Paul got elected, and they did assassinate him, they would then go to the, at that point, vice president, and are you going to play ball? And if they didn't, we'd have to look at who's next in line after that.
Well, it's going to be the Speaker of the House.
Right, and that is who?
Well, you want the minority, or you isn't Pelosi still Speaker of the House?
Okay, so yeah. Anyway.
She's not, Bob? Who is it?
The House is controlled by the Republicans. So a Republican would be the Speaker of the House, but I don't know who it is.
Is it
apologize.
John Boehner?
It maintenance.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, that's correct.
Thank you for the bailout there, Bob. That didn't cost anybody anything.
He bailed us out.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just kind of want to throw that out. And then throw this out at you, John. See what you guys think about this. I would, and I bet you a lot of people would love this one. Put out the invitation to every single one of the candidates. An hour-long interview, no calls, just you and them, okay? And then if they've got the courage, an hour or two, they can take phone calls. 30 seconds to ask your question, minute and a half to respond.
That would go over like a dead cat bounce. I'd get as much response out of that as Mr. Bad Hair Day, Fire Him, would get. Could you see Gingrich?
No.
Or anybody else coming up? No.
The only one that would have the courage would be Ron Paul.
Well, that's because he knows he's in friendly territory.
Well, I'm sure you wouldn't play softball with him, would you?
Well, no. I mean, I would get into the matters at hand.
I think it'd be a great interview.
Well, and it would be even a better interview if we had the other 19 radio stations that we want that we could go out there and potentially speak to 114 million people.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. So, they would get an earful of a very relaxed Ron Paul on a real fact-finding mission with a good interview attached.
Well, like I said, I just wanted to throw that out at you, see what you thought. I'd love to hear a good 1 hour long with Ron Paul, really hitting on the issues. I'd love it.
He's hitting his stride because he's now getting the time. And if Bob, this is kind of a double-edged sword for them, isn't it? They got criticized for only giving Ron Paul 89 seconds in that one debate. Now they give him 13 minutes, and then he takes over. What are they going to do now?
Well, they're going to wait for him to take 17 or 25 minutes, and then they'll be ready to commit suicide. You see, they blew it from the outset.
They did.
They should have never limited him. And what they did is they made him an interesting figure because the people are saying, well, gee, here is this man that's been in the House of Representatives for years, and they won't let him talk. Either he's an awful boob, or this guy's dynamite, one or the other. And so now they're letting him talk, and I say, oh, my goodness, this guy knows what he's talking about. He's far smarter than the other people, has a tremendous background in all fields, and he's the guy we want in there. And so sooner or later, it's going to happen to them.
Oh, gosh. The next thing I'll probably hearing the talking head saying is, my God, Ron Paul's got a chance. I'm not going to have a job, because they're all ending up looking rather foolish when he gets the time to properly respond. And what he's been doing, he's going after the talking heads when they pull him on air for an interview. He's just absolutely slam dunking them. He went after Fox News. I was sitting there with my jaw on the floor because one of their bubble-headed bleach blondes over there decided that they were going to bring up something inane for him to respond to. And he just looked at him and he says, I'm not even going to dignify that question with an answer, because that's beneath a question to be asked seriously of somebody that's running for the presidency of the United States. You would have thought the blonde her head just exploded at that point. She just shut her mouth. The whole body language changed. Interview was over. Fox News looked like idiots that they are. They tried to push Newt Gingrich. Hell, they're even paying the guy as a political consultant. And then they pat his little pudgy behind when he comes on the air. No hardball questions. Ron Paul basically blew him out as being anything now on Fox News because he just exposed how corrupt this man really is. I'm loving it. It's political theater through the controlled media, something I'd never thought I would see. Thank you, Mr. Paul. At any rate, thank you for your call. Appreciate it, Art. Let's go to Barry in California. Hello, Barry.
Oui, oui, monsieur, friends, as my French father would say, parlez-vous French fry.
Oh, my God, you started a trend, Bob.
Oh, no, I don't think so. The guy's just having fun because they parlez-vous français when they were running around Paris when they were young.
Ah.
I vote for Pepe Le Pew.
Yeah?
Pepe Le Pew. on the Reeve Golish?
He couldn't do any worse than Obama or these.
No, you're right. You're right.
What it's going to do, Barry, he gets in the White House, and I'm serious, I want people to consider this, because this is the question, and I was one of the people, Bob, years ago, before he even considered running for presidency or even considering running for governor, which he never took real seriously, and I was a little miffed at that personally, but who am I to Ron Paul and his aspirations? He's been, 10-year-plus term U.S. congressman and a real statesman. He's the one that set the example. He was known on the Hill as being Dr. No. Every bill that came up, he'd vote no on it because it wasn't constitutionally based. I mean, that was pretty simple. But now, consider this, Barry. He does get into the White House. He has the bombs defused in the White House basement so they can't blow them up and blame it on Al-Qaeda. Imagine what's going to happen at state level. I was one of these people, Bob, that I originally asked the question, why don't you run for president? He responded directly and immediately to me, they will kill me. And I said, what about governor? Same thing. Okay. Well, then a few years went by. He decided that, wait a minute here, my country really is in trouble. I'm going to step up. I don't think he really believed that he had a real chance in 08. I don't think he really believed it. The only thing he wanted to do was change the tenor of the debates and focus in, like laser focus, on the real issues. Well, it didn't take. He hung around. Here he is for the next cycle. Now people are starting to listen, more and more of them. So when he gets in the White House, we have to go to work at state level, because then we have a friend in the Oval Office. Then we have somebody that understands the 10th Amendment. Then we have somebody that understands what is really going on. And I'll tell you, that's a green light to all the people that are confounded and confused in their own states. We have an opportunity to take our country back. They try to kill him, Barry. That's only going to ignite the fan, the freedom craze. I mean, it'll be pouring gasoline on the fire of freedom in this country if they whack him, if he's in the White House. And by the way, a little hint to who he might choose as being vice president. Here's a little memory
John
test.
John Stadmiller.
No, don't let me around the White House with any access to my finger on that supposed button. Don't let me in the White House. No, please. But who do I think he would pick? What would be wrong with his son, Rand Paul? When was the last time we had a father-brother? We came close with the Kennedy administration after Bob Kennedy understood who killed his brother, and just so he didn't get the election, didn't get in the Oval Office, and didn't start real trouble over his brother's death, they had to just whack him too. But Barry, I see his son being vice president.
Yeah, well, I don't know. We'll see. But
who else are you going to pick?
I don't know.
You know,
the reason why I called on Rick Adams' show last night, a female called. She's a Jewish lady.
Mm-hmm.
Her grandfather, listen to this. Her grandfather was in the Bolshevik movement. He's a Bolshevik Jew. And he was the one that assassinated the prime minister in Russia. Her grandfather was the assassin. She called in last night. She's been ostracized from the family because she became a Christian. And when she brought up the protocols of the Elders of Zion, they basically just ostracized her. I mean, she just, you know, called in last night. She's been listening to his show.
The working blueprint. Yeah, that's just a forgery. No, that never existed. If you go down the laundry list, Barry, of the list of the learned elders of Zion, you will see exactly what is going on in this country today. And it never existed, and no, it was forged, and No, they don't want to debate anything that's in there. See, what you do is deflect. If that doesn't work, then you go after the person that's talking about it as there's some kind of wing nut. Here is literally a roadmap of what's going on in this country right now. Oh, by the way, one of the planks in there, one of the finer points of the Communist Manifesto, is to have people break with their own government in this country. We're at this point.
Well, you know, I believe they're in the last phase of getting ready to whatever they're going to do
to us. Let them do it.
Try to do to us.
Let them do it.
I believe there's enough people waking up and people that have already been waking up to be ready.
Well, and as you see now, and the Fed being spoken on national television, everybody around the globe is starting to catch on. Look at the people in Europe, Bob. They know it better than anybody who's screwing the pooch over there. We know now in this country more people are waking up. Yeah, our monetary problems, our joblessness, our homelessness, our uselessness, and our hopelessness is due to one thing. The very people that's their mantra, oh, well, we're here to give you a stable currency. How's that worked out for us in the last 100 years? They're ready.
Well, I just wanted to make one last comment. Great show yesterday. You had the panel of people. I suggested that to you, but I think we should have it for like a four-hour thing on one day on 1 month and advertise it on the on your website and send emails out, and then we can make copies of it and give it to people that are starting to wake up or need to wake up. Because our time is running out, and I think if you have experts like you had yesterday going over these issues, what's going on in the country, what they're trying to take us to the FEMA camps and break our doors down and all that, people need to know this is reality.
Look, Barry, this audience already knows that. They get it. The only way that would really be of great use for that debate to take place in front of the eyes and the ears, well, forget the eyes, you can't see radio. Only to tune it, then you have to use your mind and your ears. The only way that I would do something like that if the generally dumb public was actually listening. Then it would be of worth. But we'll still consider it, Barry. As I said before, we'll still consider your request. George in Texas. Hello, George. George?
How you doing, Bob? How you doing, John?
Good.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, John, you're aware that the government might be shutting down at the end of the week because the government's running out of money?
Yippee!
And, you know, the thing is, I've written in my blog today, I sat there and said, you know, because now it's month to month, the government's looming to shut down, and the Congress got to pass resolutions and sort of like get it going. We haven't had a budget, John, since 2009. And, you know, the thing is, I'm kind of thinking, if this gets stale enough, you know, I don't think countries are going to buy our treasury anymore, and because if we can't get a budget and the government's always shutting down, you know, people might not buy our treasuries no more because we might go into default if a government really does shut down.
Yeah. Well, and like I said, they're not even touching on the $116 trillion they have on the books right now that the government's responsible for, Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, all the debt, all things combined, past, present, and future commitments that the United States government has made is somewhere in the neighborhood of $116 trillion.
Oh, Bob, you still there?
Yes, I am, and I'm listening.
I mean, if you're an overseas bond buyer, and you know our U.S. government every month has to come up with money to keep the government running, would you be antsy? Would you be really reluctant to buy U.S. treasuries knowing that the government could default if they can never come up with an agreement to keep the government going because they ain't got a budget since 2009?
Well, anybody who buys any federal paper today in any government is taking a big risk, and we know that looking at Europe and the United States. So, you know, the next question is for institutions, what do we buy? And that's a tough choice. They've got to go to Canadian and Swiss and Australian. You know, these are stronger currencies. Bonds. But the real answer, which makes simplicity And what that is you hold a majority of your funds in gold and silver. Because ultimately, gold and silver are going to appreciate against those currencies. So why screw with losers? I mean, two-year paper is paying 0.25 or 0.25%. I mean, who the heck would prudently invest in a U.S. Treasury that's a two-year Treasury when annualized inflation is 11.26%? I mean, that's an automatic loser.
Well, Bob, since like 2006, I've been self-employed, and, you know, for the percentage I put into Social Security, Bob, I've been buying 4 silver coins a month. And I'm down to like 2 silver coins a month, but, you know, that's my savings. That's my retirement.
Yeah.
What I would pay into Social Security is going to silver coins.
That's a smart move. Everybody should have had the option. The government should have told everybody, look, this is not a mandatory. They tried to make you believe that it was mandatory to be on the Social Security rolls because of that Social Security number that the employers would ask you for. Well, you can't go to work without having a social. Why? Don't you think I'm an American? Here's my birth certificate. No, they made companies and corporations tax collectors for the IRS. One day, that's going to stop. Thank you for your call, George. Appreciate
it.
All right.
Thank you.
Jeffrey has not popped up. He called in at 10 minutes after. You got him now? Oh, good. Jared, there you are.
I've been here for 20 minutes.
No, you called in at 10 after, then you hung up.
Well, no, because he said you guys were wrapped up, had a bunch of callers, and suggested I call back at the bottom of the hour, which I did.
Oh, yeah. And,
but that's okay. I've been listening to great comments from George and all sorts of folks and commentary about this whole election season. And as the listeners know, I've been referring to this whole mess as Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Horny's out of the running. That leaves Dummy, Dorky, and Doofus, Nudie, and Polly, and Wishy-Washy. But even today, Donald Duck bailed out on his self-aggrandizing debate of the stars. So.
What a sick night. Somebody give this guy another TV contract. You know, get him out of the way of politics.
Isn't he something else?
Oh, I'm telling you, man.
What an absolute piece of work this guy is. Hey, I think I'm going to run for president. No, I'm not. It's just constant publicity for himself.
That's it. It's all free, too.
It's, oh, yeah. And we get to watch Barbara Wawa run her fingers through his hair. Who cares?
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Silver.
Silver has been obviously hammered just as well as gold has done. Talked to suppliers early this morning, and I want the audience to be aware of the fact that now, over the next probably 3 weeks, is going to be your opportunity to take advantage of these low points in the markets. I think Bob will probably agree with that. Peace dollars, we've got a great reduced price on peace dollars today. Anyone would prefer to have Morgan dollars, we certainly can acquire those at very favorable prices. It's all posted at the website, republictradinggroupinternational.com. You don't even have to go into Treasure Hunt. It's posted right on the front page. We've watched gold take a real hammer, and there's some great buys out there in gold. But I'll tell you what, I talked with one of our clients yesterday who called me and said, look, I want to get rid of 49 sovereigns and exchange it for gold, exchange it for silver. And I took a look at the numbers yesterday. It would have cost him 49 British sovereigns to exchange even up for a box, a full Treasury Green Monster box of American Silver Eagles. By the time the markets finished shifting today, bang, 2 gold coins less. So he was able to still hang on to a couple gold coins, well, pick up a box of silver eagles.
That's pretty good. You've got these rolls of the Liberties, and these are U.S. legal tender.
Those are the peace silver dollars, yeah. The ones that were struck between 21 and 1935.
And they're all in XF and higher grades.
Absolutely.
And get this, guys, they're actually under silver spot today.
Yep.
You can't get a better deal than this. And while I have you here, Mr. Bennett, I've been waiting for you to come up. By the way, the guy that didn't tell me that you were here at the bottom of the hour, he's going to be producing your show next hour. So come up with some...
Hey, that's okay.
No. That's going to say, come up with some dastardly little deeds that you can pull on them in the next hour.
Yeah. I get along with all the producers, man. They're a great bunch of guys.
Well,
stuff happens. Maybe, you know, look, you and I have talked about our sickness. Maybe the guy was down the hall and he had a little health problems. Who knows?
Market News International retracts report about central bank gold sales. I've been waiting for you to come up so I can cover this quickly. Market News International, which on the basis of confidential sources reported last Thursday that the Bank of International Settlements, Bank of England, and the Federal Reserve had sold gold that day to reverse an upward spike in the price of the Eurozone financial crisis worsened, as it worsened, has retracted to their report. Now, word of the retraction comes via GATA's friend Michael Casares, proprietor of Centennial Precious Metals in Denver and its internet site, usagold.com, who wrote to the news agency in search of information supporting its report. Casares today received this reply from MNI's Vicky Schmelzer. She's a schmoozer. The bullet that was posted in error. We had one contact mentioning this might be the case, but when we called other more trusted sources later, they said this was not the case. And in fact, was selling by these institutions was totally unlikely. We put out a retraction shortly after the initial bullet. Now, of course, MNI's statement doesn't mean that the central banks weren't selling or leasing gold this week. But indeed, MNI's retraction just as easily could mean that the news agency was pressured or threatened by the government or governments for broadening a topic considered likely to jeopardize national security. What they did, guys, is went in there and slam dunk it. The banks start selling the gold off to drive it down to the marketplace. Again, gentlemen, market manipulations.
Quick question for Bob. Bob, you think the Chinese are buying gold right now?
Well, it just so happens that in the month of October, via Hong Kong, they bought 85.7 tons of gold.
Isn't that a surprise?
And that's up 50% from September. And full-year imports could be somewhere between 470 and 500 tons.
Isn't it interesting? As the price gets depressed, the Chinese step up their buying. Surprise, surprise. What's wrong with you folks? That's exactly what you need to be doing.
I'm telling you.
Pick up that phone, call us. It's 800-691-7898. Robbie and I'll work with you and make it right.
All right. That's a screaming deal. You're offering peace dollars, an actual U.S. struck coin for below spot?
Yep, last legal tender silver dollar that was ever struck. When I say legal tender, yeah, the American silver eagle is technically legal tender, but we're talking about the last true weights and measures, silver dollar, constitutional authorized struck of a coin for the purposes of circulation.
When men were women, and maybe there weren't even that many cars around then. At any rate, life, liberty, and all that jazz, Jeffrey Bennett will be taking the microphone here in about 3 minutes. Thank you, Jeff.
Hey, you're welcome. See you guys. Take care.
And thank you, Mr. Chapman, as always. My elucidated one, thank you for sharing your valuable time with us today on Republic Broadcasting. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back. We must take America back. The next